Americans are spending more than ever on health care. A government report released today shows that spending on health care reached $1.3 trillion in the year 2000. That is a 7% increase over the previous year. Now, employers are looking to pass more of the costs of health care to their workers, as NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
At JR's Stockyard Inn in Fairfax County, Virginia, restaurant owner Jim Wordsworth knows there are some costs he can't avoid. He's got $70,000 worth of beef in his kitchen freezers, and he has to pay the wages of the waiters. But nothing requires a restaurant owner to pay for his workers' health insurance. He does it anyway.
We do it because the employees who got us to the dance, you know, are very high in our thoughts on what we should do with whatever spoils we have.
Last month, Wordsworth got a disturbing letter from his insurance company. In 3 weeks, the cost of his HMO would go up by a lot.
So I just had accounting call the insurance company and say, you've obviously made an error. Our bill shows 36% increase, so it's obviously somebody else's bill. Their reply was, no, that is your bill.
Wordsworth was proud when he started paying for the health insurance of a small number of his longtime managers and waiters. That was 10 years ago. It was also the start of a decade of controlled health care inflation. As a result, more companies paid for insurance. But all that is changing. A new report says that health care costs are rising faster than at any time since the runaway costs of the late 1980s. Cynthia Smith is an economist for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. She was a co-author of the study in the journal Health Affairs.
We expect that we will experience rising health care costs in the short term. So we expect this will continue at least for a couple of years.
In the 1990s, managed care companies kept prices down, in part by limiting things like how long someone could stay in a hospital or what prescription drugs they could get. Government set limits, too. But Americans didn't want limits. They demanded and got more choices. But now cost is up. Hospital spending is on the rise. So, too, is the use of prescription drugs, especially the ones peddled in television ads. And as the large baby boom generation grows older, its members are going to the doctor more often. All this has fueled the new health inflation. Now, Smith says, it will be up to employers to try to control health care costs.
We expect that employers, since they are under significant pressure in the current recession, that they will actually initiate some changes in the benefits and therefore health care spending.
When the economy was strong, companies competed more for workers, so employers picked up more of the rising costs of insurance. Helen Darling of the Washington Business Group on Health says that even the big companies she represents can no longer afford to be so generous.
For the most part, they have absorbed more of the increases than they have shared with employees, and that is actually going to change.
At JR's Stockyard Inn, Jim Wordsworth says he might stop paying for things like prescription drugs or visits to the dentist, or he could drop health insurance altogether. But that's one possibility he says he will fight to avoid for his employees.
I believe the smart folks, and I think they'll understand that this is a cost that has to be shared. I believe that's part of the new normalcy that people talk about.
It's a new normalcy that will be hard on employees, especially the poorest and the sickest. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.